Tom Fitzgerald is the assistant to the general manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins looking to leave Ottawa with a 3-1 series lead following tonight's game. Tom, thanks so much for doing this.
You're very welcome, and yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, I figured that. Well, I don't think exactly. And I don't look. The Penguins are a smart enough group, and certainly the management group's smart enough. I think you guys kind of knew full well what you were getting into when you were playing Ottawa, because of the way their season went, didn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, they're in the situation for a reason. They're a good team. They're a good young team. They have a lot of energy. They got good speed. They got good character, and they're very well coached. So anytime you're up against, you know, the whole National Hockey League, it's filled with teams like that. Unfortunately, only 16 teams to make the playoffs. And like I said, Ottawa has made the playoffs for exact reasons. You know, they believe in themselves. They believe in the system. They believe in one another. And, you know, when you play with energy and you play with smarts and you play a fast game, then when you get goaltending like they've gotten, then you can continue through the playoffs like they have.
Tom, typically when a team loses in double overtime, what happens, what needs to happen early in the next game for, you know, the general manager, the coaches, for everybody to kind of look out in the ice and go, okay, whatever, you know, whatever lingering physical effects there are, well, we can't really do much about that, but, you know, there's no lingering mental effects. Guys are back at it. What has to happen early in the game to kind of put everybody's mind at ease?
Well, I mean, if you look back at game three and the way Ottawa Senators tied the game up, you think that would really put us on our heels early in overtime. But, you know, it's just the opposite happened. You know, we're a mature team. We're a team that has won in the past, and we're a team that understands the ups and downs of a playoff game. You know, is there really momentum swings in the playoffs? I'm not really sure there is. But if you look at what we did in the first overtime, you know, we had 9 quality scoring chances, not even including off the pike. We showed that we are a resilient group in that, you know what, each shift has its own identity, and you just go out and play shift for shift. Whether we lost 8-0 or double overtime, a loss is a loss, and that's the mentality our group has had. And we obviously, you have to move on. You have to dwell on the positives, and you have to learn from the negatives, and that's what we've done. Today's a new day. Yesterday was a new day. It was, you know, a day where we got back on the ice and worked on things. Our coaches do a very good job of making adjustments and worrying about the drop of the puck. So it's not what do we need to do at the onset of the game. It's, you know, well, really, we got to go out and just play the way we're capable of playing. Play the system, play fast, play with speed, play with skill and execute, get our scoring chances, and then go to the bench and worry about your next shift.
Tom Fitzgerald joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Tom, as often happens during a playoff series, you know, because it's against the same team, because it is just the playoffs that put everything under the microscope, things that might sort of pass by without too much introspection become storylines. I've got a couple for you I wanted to ask you about. The first, which I thought was kind of an interesting storyline, in that it was the way Sidney Crosby reacted to it. The suggestion being made by some people that Sidney, who I think was almost 55% during the season, the faceoff circle, maybe more than that, but has had some issues in the faceoff circle during the playoffs. People asking Sidney Crosby yesterday about whether or not the extra equipment, the protective shield he's wearing, may have had an issue. And I thought his answer was funny. And he said, that's why everybody's been asking me about whether or not this, I felt different wearing this this protective shield. Does that, do you think in any way, shape, or form that has an impact in his ability in the faceoff circle?
No, not at all, because it didn't affect him in the Islander series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't affect him at all there. I think faceoffs are like any other part of the game where you have to watch and you have to learn and you have to make adjustments and you have to understand your opponent. You know, it's like, you know, the analogy of, you know, a pitcher. You know, you're the batter. If you keep throwing a batter, you know, fastball, then he keeps, you know, slugging him over the fence, and you don't change, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing our group has done very well is we study face-offs, and we pride ourselves on winning face-offs. And I think Sidney, last game, if I can remember well, you know, he struggled early in the first, but he turned it on from there on in and finished above 500. Early, I think game one maybe, he struggled, but he's so resilient, and he's such a student of the game that he watches films and he watches faceoffs and he watches the way the ref drops the puck. He watches the way an opponent sets up, and he makes his appropriate adjustments. And that's why he's the greatest player in the world, because he's willing to learn. He doesn't just rest on his skill set and his mind. He's a worker, and he puts the time in with faceoffs, and that's why he's been so successful during the regular season, year in, year out, and starting to heat up here in the playoffs.
Tom Fitzgerald joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Are you guys seeing anything, or are you particularly seeing anything in James Neal's game that gives you any cause for concern? I mean, obviously the goals aren't there, but again, it's playoffs. I mean, guys get targeted, guys get shut down. Are you seeing anything that concerns you about that?
No, not at all. You know, James is a top player in this league. You know, it's a great shot. You look at that sequence, and I'm not sure if it was first. I think it was first overtime where, you know, he had three in a row draws pulled to him in the high slot, and you know, right in the belly,
mm-hmm.
right in the shoulder, right off the belly. But he's getting those chances. You keep giving him those chances. Goal scorers eventually score a goal. So no, there's no concern at all. He's skating very well. He's playing well without the puck. When you do that, you're going to find the puck on your stick more, and the more it's on your stick, the more chance you get to score goals. And players like that, you know, the more it goes on a stick, the more dangerous they are. So absolutely no concerns at all.
Tom, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much, as always.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Take care. That is Tom Fitzgerald. He's the assistant general manager of